Welcome to App Therapy Club, a place for part-time creators and coaches like you. Join your host, Tanya Smith, founder of Get Noticed with Video and Stream Like a Boss TV, to learn about online tools and smarter ways to make great content even when you're short on time or resources. Now let's get into the show.
Alrighty, everybody. We're going to be talking about Menvo right now. Menvo is an awesome AI tool that I recently stumbled upon because of who? The folks inside of my Stream Bosses Academy. I literally was trying to hold back. I was like, no, I don't need another video clipper platform. Why? Why on earth would I want to invest in that when I have so many? I've got Content Fries. I use Opus. I use Video AI. Why would I need yet another one? But there were a couple of people inside of the academy that were talking about Menvo and saying, hey, you need to check this out. Go see it for yourself. This is working great. Nicolette Barrett is one of them from iRock Resume. She said her team fell in love with it. So I thought, okay, I guess I need to check this thing out and find out what's going on. So for overview purposes, I'm going to share this. It is an app that allows you to basically take longer form video content and to make it bite-sized. So basically to clip it out using artificial intelligence, using AI, it clips it down into smaller video bites. Now, if you have a short already, what it can do for you with that is to caption it, and it beautifully captions your video clips in a way that is super creative. It can be well branded. And I just think it's simply awesome. So I'm definitely going to be checking this out real quick here for you. I know. I see that note from Talk Virtual. What's up, Erica Bates in the house? Yeah, there's so many different types of platforms out there, but this one is newer. And there's a reason why I want to definitely share it with you tonight, because this one is actually on sale via AppSumo right now. So you'll find my link right here. So the AS is for AppSumo. The reason why I'm telling you this is because very soon it's going to be gone. I'm not sure how many days. I think it will show. We can try to pull it up while we're here. We'll pull it up and make sure that you know the days that it's going to be up. But it's a lifetime deal and it is super easy to use. So I'm going to share some pros and cons. I'm also going to share some comparisons because I literally have used just about every possible video clipper tool out there that you can think of. ClipScribe, including all the ones I just named to you just a few seconds ago. So let's go ahead and take a peek real quick here at Menvo. I'm going to pull it up for us so you can take a look, and I will walk you through some of the things that I think are great and then a few things that I'm kind of like, eh, we'll see how it goes. All right, here we go. Do our screen share real quick here. So this is their main page. This is Menvo and their main page right here. And again, as I mentioned, the purpose of this particular platform is to transform your long form videos into clips that are ready to share on social media. And really, all of us, aren't we, are trying to look for ways that we can create and repurpose better content. So one of the things that is absolutely essential and critical these days is to have different variety when it comes to your video clips. You want to have all sizes. You want to have the longer form. You want the short form. You want the medium size or mid size that you can upload. You can do live stream. There's any number of different ways that you can actually do video. And so with this just gives you another extra added tool that you can use. Accurate subtitles, auto framing, auto emojis, magic B-roll, background music. That's something different. And then, of course, your ability to be able to post and schedule to Instagram, TikTok, etc. I'm going to show you the back end of mine in just a few seconds so that you can see that. But what I absolutely have appreciated about these type of tools is the fact that they, and let me compare this, okay? Because before AI became really super popular and I was using tools that would allow me to clip my videos, this includes Content Fries, okay? Before they were using or really leveraging AI, what would happen is you go in to your long form video. Well, you pull your long form video and you would potentially go and try to figure out, well, where do I want to clip? And you're going to put maybe your chapters in, timestamps, and figure out, okay, well, how do I get this to where it's going to be a relevant clip that's going to mean something to anyone, right? And it just took a lot of time. Y'all, I was doing crazy math trying to figure out exactly how to get the timing right, okay? And what I realized now with AI merged with these different types of platforms is that you don't have to do that anymore because the artificial intelligence machine is basically going in and finding those relevant points for you. So I want to show you the back end of this particular one, Menvo, so that you can kind of see and get a feel for what it looks like on the back end and why I think I actually like it and it's a keeper. So I mentioned to you, and I'll pop this up one more time, I mentioned to you that this particular one is on AppSumo currently. So it is up for a lifetime deal, meaning you can go and purchase it once and be done. It is similar, as you may notice, when you see the back end, and I'm going to show you that right now. When you see the back end, it's kind of similar to apps like Opus. So I can literally go in here, for instance, and once I've imported my video, it's going to pull up what they call moments, okay? And so it's giving me suggestions for the different moments that it's taking from my video, and it's automatically captioning each of those moments. Now, when I uploaded the video, I told it, hey, I want you to just automatically generate clips between 30 to 60 seconds. The reason for this is because I typically tend to share my clips on YouTube Shorts, on TikTok, on Instagram, and Facebook Reels. And so I want to keep them somewhere around 60 seconds or less, if at all possible, but I still want them to be relevant. So as it's going through and actually trimming my videos down, it's giving me clips that are relevant. And what you have an opportunity to do, of course, is say, yeah, I like this one. No, I don't like that one. But you can download the ones that you want or you can edit them. So there's a thumbs up and a thumbs down. You can rate each one of them so that the AI continues to get better according to how you're ranking each of the video clips that it's creating. So here's something that I thought was cool. What you'll notice is that it will give you templates. It will give you the ability to be able to change the format to either portrait, which is typical. That's the default for me, landscape or square. So if you need square content for any reason, you can actually create square video versions of your clips. In addition to that, it also will add background music, which is crazy because none of the ones I have right now will add that for me. They don't have a library of music included yet. I thought that that was pretty creative and it's something that differentiates them. And the music's not bad. Now, it's not a crazy full library of stuff, but it's pretty appropriate and it's royalty free, which is what we want because we don't want to get dinged on our videos, right? So that is pretty cool. The other thing that you can do is change your caption styles. So you've got different caption styles. As a matter of fact, let me go in and I'm just going to edit one. We can see what this looks like. But before I do that, it also gives you animation for your captions. So lots and lots of different options. When you get the clips that they've created as moments, then you can go in and change all of the different things that I just mentioned here. In addition, you'll see the full transcript right here so you can actually make edits. And there have been times so far where I have seen the potential for grammatical issues, or not even grammar issues, but spelling errors because it's not quite understanding the way that my country's southern accent has pronounced a word. So I have to go in and make that edit, right? The other thing that you can do right here, and this is another differentiator, is that it has an AI, a built-in AI tool so that you can prompt it for additional information. So look at this, write a 5 ways list article, write an article about that, write a promotional post for social media. So you can do additional content, you generate additional AI generated content right inside of this app where you're doing the video. The purpose for this in my mind is if there's additional caption ideas I want for a particular moment that they've created, or if there's something else that I want to create as I'm thinking about how I'm going to promote the different verticals that I'm putting together here inside of the app, I can do that right here and not have to go anywhere else. So that's pretty cool. Now, the other thing I'll share with you, let me actually go into one. Let me see if I have a project that I can share. Okay, so when you actually are creating these clips, and I haven't created very many yet, but as you're creating these different clips, when you do the edit and you go to the editor, you have some additional options here. So you're able to, for instance, update the transcript that it's pulled from. So you can extend this or you can shorten it depending on what you want to do. You can add an intro video clip. I have a permanent outro video that I've added to mine. I'll show you that in a second. Here's where you can add that music. You can actually change up your brand colors. You can do all kinds of things in this. You can actually even use something called B-roll. For those of you who know what B-roll is, I'm explaining this for the folks who don't. Excuse me. When you would like to add B-roll, which is basically clips of video or imagery that is complementing the words that you're saying, you simply add that right here. You can even add GIF through Magic Media. It also can automatically add emojis. Now, I'm not a big emoji overkill type of person, so I don't really love a bunch of emojis in my video clips, but you have that option if that's something you want to do. It can even also auto cut filler words. And this magic frame, I'll show you how that works. So here's where we're going to get into the things I like and don't like as much. If you're doing magic frame and you have two speakers, okay, what it will originally do, and let me do one that is not already complete. Let's see. I'm going to tell it to give me a moment, and it's going to have auto frame this with both speakers, myself and my guest, who happens to be James Hicks right here. And so notice that it's capturing, for me, it's too much of my graphics, and I really want to get the full image of that person. And even in this instance, let's look at this one. This is something that I'm not a huge fan of yet, but I think they're going to get better. I don't love how they have clipped this. So if it's magic framed, this is not neat enough for me. But here's what I do love is that I have the ability to be able to go in here and edit it, because now I can go right here and say, hey, I want you to crop this out a little bit more. Catch me right there. Crop him out a little bit more, get rid of the white lines, get rid of the graphics, right? And so now I can better center the two of us. Or if I decided I just wanted to remove myself altogether because he's the one talking in this particular clip, I can do that too. So you have the ability to be able to kind of maneuver this a little bit more. You can use the magic edit to also emphasize and highlight certain keywords. There's just a ton of things that I found so far, and I've only been playing with it for a few days. Here's that intro outro. So I added an outro video automatically right here, and that plays at the end of every single one of my clips that I create. But you can change it out and make it something different if you choose to do that too. But these turn out really beautifully. And here's the thing that I think is super awesome, and it's another differentiator for them at Menvo than for some of the other similar platforms, and that's this. Some of you won't even get this until I explain why I'm saying this. When you export, you can post it to social media, which is excellent, because many of these similar platforms now are allowing you to schedule your video clips directly inside of the tool. I'm going to show you the calendar in a second. But then it gives you the ability to actually send your clip to your own phone. So you can text yourself the clip with your phone. Now, why is that important? That's important because a lot of times, which if you test this, you're going to know, you're going to see if this works for you in your feed, but I've tested it myself. A lot of times I prefer to schedule using a third-party scheduling tool or platform. I usually use something called Vista Social. And when I do that, it just saves me time because I've got everything all laid out and I know what's going out for the week. And I don't have things crisscrossing and stepping on each other's toes in my feed. But when you post or share your content from within the native app, you have more of a likelihood of getting reach and boost from that social platform. So when you're exporting that video clip through your phone, now you get a couple of different benefits. One, you get the benefit of being able to edit further. So if you're someone who uses CapCut, or if you're someone who likes to use other types of tools to further edit or add filters or whatever it is that you might want to add, you can now do that from your phone and post from your phone. You can add music from your phone if you prefer the trending sounds versus using what they provide you inside of the tool. So it just gives you options. I just love that it gives me more variety, more options and availability. Yes, let me pop up some of these comments real quick so we can kind of see what you're thinking about this, because I'm curious if you have questions. Yeah, Valerie talks about loving the background music feature. I haven't seen that in any of the other platforms that do similar work. So that is pretty cool. Yeah, ideas are low quality. I'm not sure what you mean there. So you may have to give me some additional context right there. Oh, you meant SMS videos are lower quality? They don't have to be though. And I've tested that and mine are working out just fine. They're coming out with super nice quality. Let's see. Texting yourself clips is a nice feature. It is. It's an option. It's not something everybody's going to do, but I have enjoyed having the ability to be able to do that if I choose to do so. All right, let's see. I want to take a look at the social calendar. So let's show you that real fast here. I'm going to switch it on over. Now, I'm still getting used to a lot of this platform myself. One of the things you'll notice is that it does move a little bit slow, but that may simply be because, first of all, it's newer. But secondly, I have a lot of windows open, which is something I always do. Okay, so here's the social calendar. So once you've decided where you want to share your clips, so let's say, for instance, you're trying to build up visibility on YouTube and you want to post a YouTube short every day, well, you can go in there and create from your live stream, because this is what I do, from your live stream or from your longer form content, create multiple clips of videos from that episode and then just have them all scheduled out for a week, every day for the week. How cool is that? And they just go on the date and time that you choose. So I think that that's pretty awesome. Now, as far as accounts that will let you or allow you to connect to, you can connect to Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, as well as TikTok. So any of the major platforms you have the ability to be able to connect to. Now, the one thing you definitely want to check for is the plan that you choose, because the plan that you choose will determine which of the or how many of those platforms you're able to connect to. So I'm going to pull up that plan. You'll see again right here. Here's my Memvo QR code, and I'm going to take you to the page where it is located right now so that you can see what the current plan is and when they're going off the market, being an LTD or a lifetime deal, because I don't want you to miss it if it's something you're thinking about doing, okay? Let's go find that link, Memvo. I think I have AS Memvo. That's what we're doing. Now, if the link is not working for you, let me know, because it's not working for me, but I'm going to make sure I get this pulled up for you right now. Okay, so we're going to AppSumo. So if my link doesn't work for you, I'm going to take you right there to where it should be, because I know it's still up. There it is. It ends in 6 days from the time of this recording. So let's pull up the screen share so you can see it. So here's Menvo, $69, okay? So at the time of this recording, the base plan, which is Tier one, is $69. Now, what I did is I actually invested in tier two, which is $129, but there's other tiers available. Let's take a look at the plan details. First of all, the reason why, whenever I go to AppSumo, if I'm looking for lifetime deals, I'm always looking for deals that have high ratings. They need to have pretty much a 5-star rating, or I'm just pushing it aside. I don't care. Don't want to see it. This one, not only did I look at the reviews, I looked at the questions people were asking, and I looked at the rating, okay? And a lot of people had positive things to say about it, in addition to the fact that folks within my own community had good things as well. So notice that there are features that are included in all of the plans. The reason why I went to license tier two is because I wanted to have more video hours. My thought was, I need more than just two, okay? So depending on what you're going to need, you'll want to take a look at whether or not you need more than one user. What's the file upload size that you need? Because if you need up to 10 gigabytes, if your file size for your videos is really, really heavy, then you might want to think about a tier three. but this is totally going to be a personal choice depending on your business needs. So this is Menvo, and it includes all the things that I showed you, the AI moments, the magic edit. It is pretty fast with AI processing, although I will say the very first time I used it, it wasn't as fast as I wanted it to be, but maybe I'm just spoiled because of all the different apps I've used. The main thing that I can tell you I love about this particular app, besides the fact that it is on a lifetime deal right now, the main thing that I can tell you I like about it is the ability to be able to create short social posts from my long form content. And I love the caption features, which I didn't show you much of. So let me show you just a little bit of that. I'm going to screen share again real quick here. If we go into, let's go into one of the projects that I've already started. We can go right here. Notice your captions over here. You have the opportunity to change up the brand, as I mentioned earlier, but you can change your music. And there is something. Where is it? Right there. So you have presets. So you can change fonts and you can make things look a little bit different. Let's click on that and we'll switch up the colors. You can switch up the colors right there. You can change this. You can make those lines. You can change the line height. There's all kinds of things you can do with this, but I thought this was pretty fancy for it to be a lifetime deal. Heck yeah. It's a yes for me. I think so too. Stephanie said, it's a winner. It's a winner. Well, one of my cons, let me answer that question for you, Michelle. My con one is that I didn't necessarily think it was as fast as I would like it to be. But again, that may be just me. So I thought it was a little slower than I'd like for it to process. A second thing, and let me take a look at my notes because I wrote these for you. Oh, this is what I mentioned earlier, the magic clips, the framing of some of the magic clips is not the best. So the fact that I had to go in and take a little bit of extra time to edit, if you've got more than one speaker, that kind of threw me off a little bit because I thought, well, I just really, and again, me being spoiled, I just really wanted it to just like magically clip it and make it perfect. Took me a couple extra seconds, as you saw, for me to go and to just clip it and crop it a little bit more to move my graphics out of the way. But other than that, I mean, I don't so far have anything that I would say is negative. So that's what I got. So if I wanted to give you a list of benefits, one, the lifetime deal. So let me pop that back up for you again. Make sure you have it. Yeah, I know, right? Valerie said the same thing. It's a bit slow. I just had to stop watching it. I know I had to stop paying attention, like leave it, let it go, leave it alone. Lifetime deal, easy to use interface because there are other platforms that have just a lot going on and it's much harder to learn how to use them and it's much harder to actually just make it go. So there are other platforms that have just chaos in the dashboard and it's going to take you forever to figure out where everything is. Even though it feels like it's a lot of features, that's great. But in the end, we want efficiency. We want production. We want to be moving quickly. And so I do like the fact that the interface of this app, similar to some of the other ones like Opus, is easy to use. It was fast to learn. I still have a few things I need to play around with, but I liked it a lot. I love the caption options. I was paying, I'm not going to tell you what I was paying, but for another app that just did captions only. I was paying for this other app that just did captions only, and it was more than the one-time lifetime deal for this. I love that the captions are branded and that they have fun and funky fonts. And I love that you can actually add background music that's already built into this so that I don't have to worry about going and finding music. But I also love that I have the option to send this thing to my phone, use the trending audio or trending music if I choose to do that from my phone and just go schedule, publish. So those are all things. Oh, and I always check out support because I want to give you the real deal on that too. So I will tell you that when I reached out to support, even though it took them a little bit of time, it wasn't instant, but it absolutely wasn't a whole day, wasn't even half a day. And I did receive a response and it was a thorough, well thought out response. So we're good on customer support as well. I hope that you'll check it out. And if you have any questions about that particular app, feel free to reach out and let me know. The name of the app is Menvo. So at menvo.pro. And if you want to get the AppSumo deal, make sure that you go to the link that you see on the page. Thank you so much for watching. That's it for our Menvo review. I hope you remember to hit the like button. Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to the show.
Thanks for joining us on this App Therapy Club episode. Remember to subscribe here and on YouTube so you never miss a post. We'll be back talking about systems, tools, and tips to help part-time content creators get more done in less time.